Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, and we are here with a mission to help you start, grow, and fix your business. In our previous lesson, we introduced the law of record keeping. We learned that the Bible very clearly states that it is wise to keep good records. Luke 14:28 through 30 states, "Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Wouldn't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? If you lay the foundation and you are not able to finish it, everyone that sees it will ridicule you, saying, 'This person began to build and wasn't able to finish.'" Oh. And in the last lesson, we got to hear the first part of Eve's story. Eve had her own business of making donuts and selling them in her community. She never seemed to make a profit, even though it seemed like she was selling a good number of donuts every day. She sought the counsel of a family friend, Jacob, who was a successful business owner. Jacob instructed her to start keeping good records. When they examined her last month of business, it became evident that she was not making a profit. Eve had been ignoring her operating expenses. Eve was ignoring the cost of her labor. To make the donuts, she had to use her labor to mix the ingredients, fry the donuts, carry them to the market, and to sell them. Her labor was absolutely necessary for this business to exist. She needed to track that cost. Eve was beginning to see how important record keeping was for the success of her business. She was determined to do better in the next month of her business, and this is where we join back into Eve's story. A full month just flew by, and Eve found herself back in Jacob's office. "How is April?" Jacob asked with interest. "I did not sell more donuts than the previous month, but I was able to make a few small changes, and I actually made more money." Excitedly holding up her ledger, she continued, "I hung the profit loss report from March onto the wall right above where I make my donuts. Every day it was there, challenging me to do better." She had already prepared her April profit and loss report and proudly slid it across the desk to Jacob. She continued, "You challenged me to reduce my expenses, and I did. Normally, I would have taken a Boda Boda taxi to the market, and I knew that it was more expensive, but it was easier than the bus. Now I take the bus, and over the month, that saved me more than $25. And on the first trip down to the market, I sat next to a lady that was selling hot tea and coffee at the market, and she offered to split her stall in half with me, saving us both money. Neither of us needed a full stall, and our products go so well together. That was saving me an additional $50 a month. I also started looking hard at my biggest expenses with raw ingredients. I realized that instead of buying smaller bags of flour and sugar at the corner store, I could buy it in bulk somewhere else. I asked a couple of restaurants where they bought their food and found a restaurant supply store that saved me $30 when I bought all of the things in bulk." Jacob was smiling and nodding, "Wow! Those small changes add up to $105 more in your pocket for last month, and you now have a net income and not a net loss. Great job!" Jacob went on to advise her to reinvest some of that money into her business and to look for ways to increase her revenue in the coming months. Another month passed, and Eve found herself across the desk from Jacob again. She was excited to tell Jacob that she invested a portion of her profit from the last month to purchase some used cooking equipment. This gave her the ability to double her production, making two batches of donuts before she went to the market instead of just one. It took more time every day to make two batches, and she accounted for that in her cost of labor. Because she was now more conscious of her cost of labor, she was constantly looking for ways to create systems and processes that would save her time and money. She succeeded and found ways to make the second batch so that it took much less time than the first batch. Jacob was visibly impressed. He stated, "Let's look closer at the facts. You have gone from a loss of $30 in March to a net income of $75 on the plus side in April to a net income of a whopping $495 in May. Wow! That is incredible. I cannot wait to see what you will do the next month. June flew by and Eve found herself once again walking into Jacob's office. Jacob had a big smile and said, Eve, has it been a month already? Come in, tell me how June was for you. Eve started recounting the last month. She was always looking for ways to save time and found that she could have the oil getting hot while she was preparing the dough. She could pre-measure the ingredients the night before and a few other time-saving actions, and that all added together gave her enough time to make 3 batches in the morning before she went to the market in the same amount of time that she used to have only been making 2 batches. And wow, increasing her production happened at exactly the right time. She found 3 restaurants in the area that wanted to buy wholesale from her and resell at their shop. Amazing! After making and delivering multiple orders to the restaurants, she realized that she did not have the cash in hand to pay someone to deliver the donuts while she made even more donuts. She sat down and looked at her ledgers to try to discover why she didn't have the cash, and she realized that she did not have enough cash on hand to hire a delivery person. She had made extra batches of donuts and delivered to all 3 of the restaurants, but none of them paid her yet. She became their bank, loaning out her assets to them. She had extended a large amount of credit to all of the restaurants, and if they did not pay her, it would hit her hard and she would show a loss for the whole month. Even if they did pay her, her cash flow was jammed, and now her business was being hindered. Looking at her profit and loss report, she could see that if she continued down this pathway for very long, it could easily destroy her business. The next day, she met with the restaurant owners and explained that she would not be delivering any more donuts until they paid her in full for all the past orders. In addition to that, for any future orders, they would have to pay her when they received the donuts. No more credit. One of the owners kept pressing her to extend credit to him, to give him the donuts first, and then after he sold them, he would pay her. But she remained firm, remembering Jacob's words of caution. It is better to not have the job and still have your time and material than to have the job and lose your time and material, and eventually never even getting paid. Eve had a great advantage, too, because her quality was so good that the customers in those stores were asking, "Where are those donuts? I want some more donuts. Oh, this is working so good." It was a hard situation because she really wanted to sell to that customer, but Eve knew that she had to unclog her cash flow. Eve continued step by step to review her profit and loss reports and guide her business towards success. Oh, what a great story. Eve, just like most of us, initially did not enjoy record keeping. At the end of a hard day of work, the last thing she wanted to do was think about working some more. But she discovered, as I did many years ago, that when we are diligent with record keeping, we can steer our business towards more and more profit. And the opposite is just as true as well. The times that I failed to keep good records, my business suffered. My profits decreased, money seemed to fly out my pocket, and my suppliers were angry with me because I couldn't pay them. I was driving my business down the highway of life with my eyes closed. And now you have the choice. Are you going to keep good records? The essence of this story is so true so many times. And yes, you don't have enough time in the day. It just doesn't seem like it. It may be that you need to hire or ask your spouse to help you with the record keeping. Maybe somebody else could tally the records and put them in a ledger so you could see them. It's the most important thing you can do to understand how to read and follow your profit and loss sheet. If someone else helps enter the data, that's okay. And we have now technology. There's certain things that'll make it easier and make it quicker, but you have to do it. There's just no option. Without it, you're on the pathway to destruction. This lesson is applicable not only to your business, but everywhere there are money transactions, including your personal finances, your church finances, your school, everywhere. Begin today. Give yourself and your business the gift of accurate records. Keep it simple. Begin a ledger for your revenue from sales, another ledger for your cost of goods sold, and a third ledger for your operating expenses. These three ledgers will help steer you towards success. Don't let this lesson pass you by. Take action. Start tracking your revenue, your cost of goods sold, and your operating expenses. Another thing that we can learn from Eve's story is that her customers did ask her to extend them credit. This tied up her cash, greatly reducing her available cash that she needed to run her business. And this can get really bad very quickly if other unexpected events should happen in her business. For example, if she had employees that needed to be paid each week, or if she had just one or two more customers that wanted to buy from putting things on credit. Has this happened to you? At some point in your business or personal life, you will most likely be asked by a customer or even a family member to extend them some credit, and you cannot become the personal bank to everyone in your community. Discuss with somebody how you might manage these type requests. Have your friend role play with you. Have your friend ask to borrow money or for your business to extend them some credit. Practice a few ways that you can respectfully say the word no, and how you can set up clearly defined payment plans and guidelines for any loans that you might already have. Do this. It's important. Prepare yourself for these situations so that you can lead that situation and not be led by emotions or led by someone pressing you for money. God has commanded us to be both generous and wise towards these types of questions regarding your resources. That is a balance that takes work to achieve, but you can do it. Before we end our lesson, let us join together in a powerful confession. Repeat after me. My ultimate boss is God. I am made in His image. I have the ability to create excellent things with my mind and can work hard with my hands. God has given me unique skills and talents so that I can provide for myself and for others. I am loved by God, special in His sight, and will not waste the gifts that He has given me. Don't miss the next lesson as we go deeper and learn more on how to create a profit-loss report. It's a simple and very powerful tool for you to have within your grasp. Until then, remember to use what you have where you are to start, grow, and fix your business today. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.